fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hail Silver!" The Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's danger on the trail ahead! I'm Silver! Away!
Dan Reed, the 14-year-old nephew of the Lone Ranger, had ridden up at sundown and dismounted in front of the new log cabin that Tom and Mary Cummings had built. He found Mary at home.
Tom should be getting here most any time now, lad. You said your name was Dan Reed?
Yes, ma'am.
He went over to town to get some supplies. Where's your folks? Are they homesteaders, too?
No, my folks aren't homesteaders.
Are they cattlemen?
No.
Well, then you aren't on our side or against us.
My partner sent me over here to see if you folks needed anything. Or if you could get what you needed in town.
Oh, I see. Does he have any goods to sell?
Not exactly. Well, is there anything you need?
I reckon Tom's been able to get most of what...
Hey, someone's riding us way awful hard.
Sakes alive, let me take a look out our door. Tom covered the windows with greased paper to let the light through, but you can't see through him. It's Tom riding like all get out.
Yeah, I should say he is.
Oh!
Tom! Tom, what happened? Sakes alive, you've lathered that horse something awful.
Mary, the showdown's coming real soon. Look at my hat. A bullet hole drilled clean through it.
Oh, Tom.
Someone dry ghost a pot shot at me. Who's this?
My name's Dan Reed, Mr. Cummings.
Inside, then. I'll question you there.
How about your horse, Mr. Cummings?
I'll attend to him after I find out about you. You a cattleman's kid?
No, sir. Is there going to be trouble?
I reckon there sure as thunder is. I can't buy anything in town. And I found that the rest of the homesteaders here are in the same fix. Mary, there's got to be a showdown. It'll mean fighting.
Oh, Tom, is it really as bad as that?
It is. The cowmen resent our coming here.
But the government gave us this land. It's our land to fence and plant and do what we please.
The law don't mean much if there's no one to enforce it, Mary.
But our crops are planted. All the seed we brought is here from the east in the ground. Why, we've got to stay here to harvest the crop or we won't have no more seed.
I know it. So does Han Bixby and Sam Frawley and Dick Newcomb. But what are we going to do about it?
Oh, pardon me, Mr. Cummings.
Oh, almost forgot about you. What is it?
You need supplies?
A few. Far as the cash we got will go.
What kind of supplies?
Flour, baking powder, salt, things of that sort. Ornery buzzards in town won't let the storekeeper sell them to us.
How about ammunition?
We got ammunition enough. The Redskins ain't started very much trouble, so we haven't used much of our shot.
I'll see who that is, Tom.
Stand to one side as soon as you open the door. I'm going to be ready to shoot if need be.
Yes, Tom.
This is where Cummings lives, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
What do you want?
You Cummings?
That's the name.
My name is Belden. Bart Belden.
Cattleman?
That's right. I run the Box B. Ever heard of it?
I reckon most everyone's heard of it. Biggest spread around here.
It was the best.
None better now, is there?
Maybe not, Cummings, but my outfit's not what it was before the best range was cut up into farms and the best water fenced off.
I don't aim to argue that point, Belden, because arguing don't get us nowhere. I know you got plenty of range and water, that you resent us being here. You got all the cattlemen with you. But the law
now,
says...
Now, hold on, Cummings, before you start spouting what the law says. I'm here to tell you the law as we look at it, and as we intend to carry it out.
Well?
You and the rest of the nesters have been warned a half a dozen times. Mean it when we say that you got to clear out. But we do mean it.
I got a bullet through my hat to prove that.
The next time, that bullet might go lower. You've got my word as representing all the cattlemen around here. Now get.
Where do you expect us to go?
That don't concern us. We run the range, we need the range, and we intend to keep it for cattle. That's all I got to say.
All right. You're through talking?
Right.
Then it's my turn. We ain't going.
That's up to you.
This land is ours by government grant. We planted seed, and we're staying to harvest the crops.
And the law's on our side, Mr. Belden. We can show you the law.
Maybe the law out here is what we make it with gun smoke. There's nothing more to say. I'm going now to tell a few more homesteaders what I just told you. After you all had fair warning, we won't say any more. We'll start shooting. Get out, Cummings, or take what comes.
Golly.
Well, Dan, you heard the start of a range war.
It sure seems that way.
Oh, Tom, maybe we'd better leave. Don't you think so? After all...
Nothing. Mary, we're going to stay and fight. At least I am. And I'm betting the rest of the men will feel the same way.
Are there many homesteaders around here, Mr. Cummings?
Plenty of them. But they're scattered. It'd take a long time to round them all up.
But they can't be as scattered as the cattlemen are. A homestead grant wouldn't be as big as a cattle ranch.
Well, the difference, son, is that each cowman has a score of men working for him.
Then you do need something more than flour and salt.
Uh-huh.
You need a square deal.
What's the boy saying?
Maybe you know where we could lay two bits on the counter and buy a square deal, huh?
No, sir, but maybe I know where you can get one without putting two bits down on the counter.
Hold on, Dan. What did you mean by that?
I'll be back, Mr. Cummings. I've got to see someone.
Tom, that lad's downright mysterious acting.
Come on,
Dan Reed rode to a nearby woods where the Lone Ranger and Tonto were camped. He explained briefly what he'd learned in his visit to Tom Cummings' home.
They can't buy supplies in the store.
We can supply them for a while.
Yeah, but that's not their big problem. It's the cattlemen.
Dan, you hear anything make you think range war start?
I sure as shooting did. Tonto, Bart Belden called on Tom Cummings while I was there.
Oh, not bad.
Was there an argument?
No, it wasn't an argument. It was just a warning. Get out or get shot.
We've got to know just how serious the trouble is. Bart and the rest of the cattlemen aren't bad. They're not killers.
Plenty cowhand killer, though.
Yeah, and the ranch owners could send out their men with orders to get rid of the settlers.
I'm going to ride into town. Tonto, I'll go without the mask.
You wear disguise, huh?
Yes.
Me fix it.
How about me? Do I ride with you?
Not this time, Dan. You were seen with Cummings this afternoon. If you're seen by the ranchers in town, you might get into trouble.
Oh.
Besides, I want you and Tonto to scout the Indians.
Indians?
Find out where the nearest tribe is camped and how warlike they are. See if the Indians resent the coming of the pioneers as much as the ranchers do. We'll meet here later tonight or early in the morning.
In town, the Apache Cafe was the scene of an informal meeting at the bar with Bart Dullen of the Box B Ranch lifting his glass in a toast.
Well, boys, here's to getting rid of the nesties without gunplay.
I'll drink to that.
We'll all drink to that.
No one noticed the stranger who sauntered casually into the large room.
You know, I'd hate like seeing to have to shoot men like Tom Cummings who burned down these houses.
Yeah, we'd all hate to do it, Bart. But if they won't clear out, we'll just have to, that's all. How about it, boys?
Hold on. There's a stranger here. You a rancher, mister?
No.
Then you must be a mister.
He didn't drink with us.
I don't drink.
Oh, so you don't drink, huh? You mean you don't drink with cattlemen?
stuff you've taken has put an ugly edge in your voice. You'd better be careful.
Oh, threaten me, huh? By Jupiter, did you hear that, boys? Yeah. He threatens me, Dave Sanderson. Well, answer me this, mister. Would you take up one of those six guns on your hips to drive the nesters out?
No.
Well, now we know where you stand. Boys, I move we make a big example of this gent and send him back to his pals and nesters wearing a nice, warm coat of tar and feathers.
Sanderson, you're asking for more trouble than you can handle.
Is that so? We'll see about that. Pronto.
Hold it.
What'd you say, Steve? Those guns of his came out fast, too fast for a nester.
He's a gunman hired by the nesters.
Either complete your draw or take your hand off your gun.
I'll finish my draw.
Oh my gosh!
Dave, looks like the bullet smashed your gun complete.
I never saw shooting and drawing like that in my life.
Look here, stranger. Just who are you, anyhow? Are you hired by the nesters?
No. I'm as much a friend of the cattlemen as the nesters. This country's big enough for both of you.
Make fun of these. The rate they're moving in here, they'll soon take the whole of the open range.
Yeah, and then there'll be enough of them to start driving us out.
Don't you think the time might come when both you and the homesteaders would need each other?
We never needed them.
And never will.
What if Indians attack? There are a lot of bad ones around here.
Yeah, they won't take less.
They never have.
And never will.
Very well. But remember one thing. If you try to run those people out of their homes, they might organize against you. Men who are fighting for their homes fight hard.
When the Lone Ranger left town, he removed his disguise and replaced his mask. Later, when he arrived in camp, he found Dan Reed there awaiting him.
Oh, Silver, boy, ho, ho.
Tonto sent me back here.
Easy. Where is Tonto? Is he all right?
He's all right, but there's a mighty big pile of trouble gathering. We saw some of them.
Indians?
Yeah, bad ones. They're gathering from the hills on all sides.
Why didn't Tonto come back with you, Dan?
He wanted to ride out further. He said to get you. He told me where he'd wait for us.
All right, then. Mount up.
I'm ready. Come on, Victor.
Come on, Silver.
Ranger and Dan rode at a steady ground-covering lope through the sunset and dusk. With darkness and the rising moon, they reached a small fork in a mountain stream. There they reined up with the distant war drums throbbing menace.
Oh, Silver, boy, easy.
There's Tonto.
Tonto, you've been beyond here?
Me go a long way, then come back here.
Those redskins mean trouble.
Plenty trouble. Injun call others from all sides. Plan plenty big attack on rancher.
On the ranchers?
Injun in valley for plenty mile.
Why are they mad at the ranchers?
Ranchers drive Indian away from hunting ground. Indian gather force, come back to fight.
Tonto, Indians are coming from the same direction we came from.
Wait. We listen.
Tonto, what are they saying?
Wait till me hear more.
They're not coming very fast.
Redskin got prisoner.
Ranchers?
Me not know yet. We see him soon. Indian pass close to us.
Yordinary Redskin, you wait!
I know that voice.
Don't let them know you're afraid. If they think you're afraid, they'll torture you even more.
Tom and Mary Cummings.
All pioneers same to Indian. Indian make war on rancher, make war on homesteader, too.
Get ready for action. How many Indians?
4 redskin, 2 prisoner.
All right. I'll take the first 2 as soon as they pass that rock.
I can handle one of them.
No. You take your knife, Dan, and cut Tom Cummings' ropes as soon as the fight starts. Dream.
All right.
Ready now?
You're ready.
At them. Come on, Silver.
Come on, Scout.
Get the first. And you.
Cut those ropes. They're on our side.
He takes them. Tonto behind you.
He takes this one.
You got all 4 of them. Great work.
We got 4 of them, but there are hundreds on the way. Tonto, take Mary on your horse.
Now you
ride
come.
With me, Tom.
Wait, your mask.
Come here. That's it.
Right, Dan, right.
Get a picture.
Come on, Scout. Come on, Silver. Forward.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now, to continue our story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto each carried another before him on the saddle to outrun the savage Indians. Dan rode alongside until the safety of the Cummings home.
Charlie, I never traveled so fast in all my life. Mary, are you all right, honey?
I reckon so. You men must come inside the house.
We will, because I want to speak to both of you.
Did the Indians stop chasing us?
Them turned back to others, the tribe.
Steady, big fella. They stopped because they weren't quite ready to attack. How did they capture you, Cummings?
Step right inside. I'll tell you all about it. Here, I'll light this lamp.
Tom, this is that lad that was here. It's Dan Reed.
Dan.
These are my friends.
Masked, eh?
Yes, Cummings. Masked.
Well, you're friends of ours, all right enough. You saved our lives. We can't begin to thank you.
You were going to tell me how you were captured. Those Indians didn't come to your farm, did they?
No. Mary and I were out riding to see some of the other homesteaders. Find out what they intended to do about sticking and fighting the ranch owners.
I see.
Those critters rode down on us, shot our horses, and carried us away.
I'll fix up a little tea or something. You need it.
Not for us, Mrs. Cummings. We have a lot of traveling to do. The sooner we start, the better.
Well,
have you talked to any of the other homesteaders?
Only a couple of them.
Oh, what are their plans?
They ain't to stay here and fight for their land. They can't win, but there ain't any of them that'll give up and move on.
Now they can't move on. If they do, the Indians will have them.
That's so.
Mercy, Tom, it's death by Redskins to move, and why, we'll go down fighting those ranchers and their hired men if we stay.
Stay and be ready to fight.
We will.
But, Tom, don't fight your friends.
Friends?
The ranchers.
Friends?
Yes. But remember one thing. Keep a watch on the hill to the north. If you see a column of smoke or a beacon fire, ride there ready to fight. Is that clear?
Ride there ready to fight. Well, yeah, but...
Just remember that much.
Well, must you leave now, mister? Maybe Dan can stay. You've ridden so hard.
I think all three of us will have to ride a long, long way. Good night. Dan Tonto.
Uh-huh.
You must go to every homesteader and give him the same message we gave Tom Cummings. I'll take the east. You two take the west. And a watch for the signal. Smoke by day, fire by night.
Riding hard from one homestead to the next, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Dan made each man promise to ride toward the signal fire in fighting trim. Meanwhile, the day after the capture of Tom and Mary, the ranchers held a meeting outside Bart Dublin's ranch house to decide upon their course of action.
All right, boys, now quiet down so you can hear what I got to say. I reckon all you men feel the same as I do when it comes to the homesteaders.
They got to get.
That's right.
They've got to go, Dave. But I don't want to kill them if we can avoid it.
We let them stay, there'll be others coming to settle.
Well, that's true enough.
Isn't that right, Tom?
Now, here's the plan. First, we set fire to their houses, such as they are.
Houses ain't much. Lots of them are still living in their prairie schooners. And some have tents.
Set fire to the houses and tents. But leave them the wagons and horses so they can travel them. If they don't leave after this warning, we'll have to go further. But remember this. Even if they start gunplay, I don't want women and children shot. Just the men. Is that agreed?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Now, everyone make sure this meeting is private. Look around you. If you see anyone you don't know, make him identify himself.
I don't know that, gent. I'm Hank Finley of the Rockin' H Spread.
Oh, he's all right. I know Finley.
Who's that man, the tall one?
None of you know me.
Hey, get that hombre!
Not today. Come on, Silver!
Get him, George!
Racing from the outdoor meeting of the ranchers, the Lone Ranger hurried to camp where Tonto made sure that Dan rested after the hard night riding.
Oh, Silver, oh, boy, oh, easy. You come plenty fast. What happened?
Steady, big fella. Tonto, the ranchers were meeting in town. It was a good thing I had the disguise on my face in place of the mask. I was able to hear most of their plans.
And what them do?
They plan to act tonight. They're going to attack the homesteaders right away. I didn't think they'd do it this soon.
Ah.
Those Redskins didn't plan an attack for several days.
That right.
I'm on hand. What can I do?
Dan, have you rested? Did you sleep?
Yeah.
Good. You'll need it.
What are we going to do?
Force the Indian attack.
Make them attack sooner than ready, huh?
Yes. Dan, you go to that hill and get the beacon ready.
Right. Should I light it?
No, not until nightfall. Todd and I have to ride far beyond the hill. We've got to ride to the Indians' valley and make them fight.
Make them fight, the two of you?
Steady, big fella. Yes. And this time we won't outride them. Come on, Tonto.
Be ready.
Get them up.
Come on, Silver.
fires burned brightly as the savages continued their long ceremonial preparatory to the making of war. They took up the dance in turn, some resting while others beat the ground with their naked feet. Evil eyes made more fierce by the war. The drums throbbed the rhythm, but that rhythm went offbeat with the thunder of hoofs from somewhere in the darkness. Sharp eyes, blinded by the fires, tried to pierce the darkness and locate those shots and the masked man's cry.
What are you afraid of?
Come, Michaela!
You don't dare attack men braver than yourselves.
Rajukemu! Come, Michaela!
Tonto, repeating what the masked man said, put scorn and defiance in his voice.
Rajukemu!
You're afraid. Your war gods are weak.
Rajukemu! Come, Michaela!
The outraged savages leaped to their horses. They charged at the voice in the darkness. Their fury had been kindled to a flame by the lashing of Tonto's tongue.
Come on, Silver!
And let's count!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto kept far enough ahead to be fairly safe from the scattered gunshots. But on the open land, they could be clearly seen by the bloodthirsty savages. The chase led close to Beacon Hill, where six fast shots split the night. The Indians thundered by. Then Dan Reed lit the pile of ready tinder, and the beacon fire flamed high. Meanwhile, in town, the ranchers were armed, mounted, and ready to ride.
There, boys, each of you has at least a homestead as you to visit. Traveling groups of three and
four. Come on, Silver!
Bart, listen. Engines coming this way, fast.
Here they are. Two horsemen ahead of
them. We gotta fight them.
Hold, Silver. Hold, boy. Hold. Get ready to fight. The Apaches are on the warpath.
You let them here.
They're going to surround this town.
Why, there's hundreds of them.
Make your stand. No matter the way you've treated them, barricade yourselves.
They're riding in a circle now. They'll start closing in.
Boys, let them have it as long as we can.
Even though the ranchers were gathered in town, the townsmen were heavily outnumbered. Each time a redskin fell, there were others to take his place. The circle in which the savages rode was growing smaller with each passing moment. Soon the range would be short enough for fire arrows. Then it would be but a matter of time. Meanwhile, from every side came homesteaders flocking to the fight on Beacon Hill.
I thought we were to fight the cattlemen. Where are they?
Not here, Mr. Cummings.
Doggone it, Dan. I was given to understand we had to fight. The homesteaders are out in force and ready to fight to the finish.
Are they all here now?
Most of them.
Then they'll get all the fight they want. The Lone Ranger told me where to take you.
Then let's get started.
Follow me.
Come on, boys. We're heading for fighting. I'll make it good.
The battle in town had settled down to steady gunfire, with little said but the grim ranchmen and townspeople fighting side by side.
Just a matter of time.
Look, here comes the first of the fire arrows.
What?
Fell short. They'll try again in a few minutes.
When the buildings go, that's a finish for us. Outnumber us about a dozen to one.
Hey, boys, where's the masked man and the redskin that brought him here? I'd like to drill them before we get down. I got a score again, that masked man.
Leave your breath, Dave. Got another.
Bart!
Help is coming. Look yonder.
I see it.
Hey, is that the army riding down?
Can't tell yet.
Look at those guns flashing. They're coming fast and shooting hard.
Straight. Boys, look at the redskins.
Fire harder. They've broken their circle.
Keep shooting, boys. Pour it on them.
Redskins are leaving. Look, they're riding away.
Get your horses ready to chase them. Help the homesteaders drive those redskins back to the hills.
Homesteaders? Yeah. Boys, he's right. Those are the homesteaders that came to have this. Come on, chase those redskins.
Once frightened, the Indians took flight. Closely pursued by straight-shooting men, the flight became a rout. It wasn't until dawn that the Indians had been driven far enough to make sure they would not gather for another attack for many moons. Returning coming from the hills, Tom Cummings and Bart Belden rode ahead of the others, side by side.
Listen to the boys in back of us, Belden. Reckon we all learned a lesson in the night just past.
Cummings, we ranchers found that you homesteaders were fellas a lot like us.
We were riding to attack you when we saw the Redskins.
Yeah, and we was ready to attack you when the Redskins come for us.
Funny thing how it was all timed out. We waited for a beacon.
Yeah.
The Lone Ranger was to signal us.
The Lone Ranger led the Redskins to town.
You know, if we was to fight one another, who'd win?
Well, we'd get a lot of you homesteaders.
And even if you won, you'd lose a lot of ranchers. The Indians would win, that's who. Just about the time this state's beginning to amount to something.
Look atop that hill.
Hmm? Three horsemen watching us.
A kid.
Redskin?
And the Merchman.
Belden, he did it. He showed us up for doggone fools for aiming a war on each other.
Look, Cummins, you men raise victuals, we raise beef. Doggone it, if there ain't room enough here for all of us, we just have to make more room. This state ain't going back to the Indians.
I'll see you.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.